Now, BBC Learning English.
Hello, welcome to BBC Learning English and welcome to our dinner party.
I love dinner parties. Are you a fan of them, John?
Yes, I really am, Jean. I love having people round to the house, making them good food, basically entertaining.
Entertaining, 款待宾客。这个词呢一般用来形容人们在晚上举办晚宴酒会，邀请众多的宾客到家里来欢聚一堂，大吃一顿的意思。我们也可以叫这样的场合为晚宴聚会， dinner parties.
Now, you either love dinner parties or you hate them. You either love them or you hate them.
这是一个英语当中常见的说法，你要不就是很喜欢，要不就很不喜欢。 You either love it or you hate it. 就是说你肯定会有立场鲜明的感觉。 So John, why do some British people love dinner parties?
Well, the BBC spoke to the author Emma Kennedy. She loves dinner parties. Why?
Well, I think it's the best way of seeing your friends.I'm not particularly mad on going to restaurants. I find them too formal. I find them too uncomfortable. I like to have an intimate gathering of my nearest and dearest and sit down and be able to have proper conversations with them and let them kick their shoes off while they're doing it.
Well, that makes sense to me. 晚宴是一个聚会亲朋好友的好机会， a way of seeing your friends. Emma 说呢，她并不喜欢去餐厅。 She's not particularly mad on going to restaurants.
Yes, Emma finds them too formal and uncomfortable.
Too formal, 太正式了。 And too uncomfortable, 也太让人不舒服了。
Emma likes to have an intimate gathering of her nearest and dearest.
An intimate gathering. That's a cozy type of gathering where everyone knows each other. 比较小型的聚会。But John, what's meant by nearest and dearest?
Your nearest and dearest are the people you are most close to. A mixture of your family and friends.
Your nearest and dearest. 就是你最亲密也最喜欢的亲朋好友。
But what's wrong with a dinner party? Because some people really don't like them, Jean.
Oh, I wonder. Maybe the hosts, the people who are holding the dinner party, find it too stressful. 有可能是这种聚会的主人 the hosts, 不一定能够特别尽情地享受这样的晚宴，因为他们自己可是需要做不少的事情。
That's a good point. If you're busy making food for your guests, well, then you don't have much time to enjoy their company.
我们 BBC 呢又采访了另外一位女性作家 Cathy Lett， 她自己呢就特别的不喜欢这样的晚宴聚会，让我们来听听她的一番道理吧。
I think it's a way of not seeing your friends because if you're the hostess, which is another word for hostage, you know, you're in the kitchen the whole time. It's like having not just one, but seven or eight or nine raucous, tipsy husbands demanding things. You're waiting on them hand and foot. You don't have any fun at all.
看来 Cathy 的看法和 Emma 正好相反。She thinks that dinner parties are a way of not seeing your friends.
I wonder. She feels if you are the host or the hostess, then you're in the kitchen the whole time and you don't get to see your friends. You're too busy making food.
是啊 ,Cathy 说这样的女主人简直就像是个人质一样 ,a hostage. 就是说呢她只能被关在厨房里，和人质没什么两样。And what were those guests Cathy had at her dinner parties?
Eight or nine raucous, tipsy husbands.
Interesting. 八个或者九个 ,eight or nine, 大叫大嚷的喝醉的丈夫们。Raucous, tipsy husbands. Cathy 这么说呢，当然是比较的笼统了。不过对她而言，举办晚宴聚会就是召集一大帮她并不是特别喜欢的人 ，like tipsy husbands.
But you know, not only does Cathy dislike giving dinner parties, she hates going to them too.
下面就是 Cathy 给我们做的解释。
You're stuck for 2.5, sometimes 3 hours in the company of people you might actually loathe. I mean, once I was at a dinner party and the hostess hadn't realized that she'd invited an ex-couple. And they'd had a terribly acrimonious divorce and they were seated right near each other. They had a terrible row.
So that explains why the popularity of the British dinner party is declining. Why less and less people are holding dinner parties.
就是说你可能实际上是非常的厌恶对方 You might loathe the person 看来并不是所有的晚宴聚会都是能够和好朋友一起享受的在英国有的时候呢你需要邀请自己的老板上司而这样的聚会很可能是不能让每个人都能开心度过的
And there might be an incident like Kathy described.
Sounds nasty, John. 一对配偶可能是正在针锋相对地办理他们的离婚手续 ，an acrimonious divorce. 所以邀请他们来你的晚宴，说不定这两位会当场大吵一架 ，a terrible row.
Well, I hope that never happens to me. I like dinner parties.
So do I. 好了，我们今天的节目就到这里了。And if you're having a dinner party, good luck.
See you.